half a million undocumented immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens may have a pathway to citizenship with a new program that the president has announced. And this comes as Joe Biden has issued an executive order curbing asylum seekers at the southern border, put him into some hot water with those on his side of the aisle. But this would be one that immigration activists certainly would welcome. Bushra Malik is an immigration attorney with Butzel Long and joins me this afternoon. Bushra, it's good to have you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Talk to me a little bit about, from your perspective, what this executive order means and what this could mean for about a half a million people here in the United States.
It's great news for the immigration community, as you stated. The action is to protect undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens from being deported and allow them to work legally in the country. And it will provide a streamlined pathway to U.S. citizenship, as you mentioned as well.
So what are those folks going through now? Those are not, for some of these people, folks that are married to U.S. citizens but don't have a green card. How do they operate now currently?
Well, currently they're here in the United States. They might be working but not paying into the tax system because they're not able to. Their only option is to leave the United States to process a green card through their U.S. citizen spouse. But that process could take a very, very long time and separate the family, or they could be denied entry into the United States. Mm. So a lot of them are stuck and have no options.
When it comes to the application process, it seems like there are some certain parameters that these folks would need to meet, like they have to have proof that they've been here, or they have to have a clean criminal record. So what does that look like, the threshold that they would need to meet in this criteria?
We don't have the criteria yet. We've just been given an announcement today with some general parameters. The federal registrar will come out with the rules sometime shortly, the government has stated.
Does this impact DACA recipients as well, do you know?
It could. We're being told it may be able to help them as well.
Oh, interesting. In terms of what this could mean for people in the future that maybe would get married to U.S. citizen, is this something that would happen in perpetuity, or is this kind of a one swipe of the pen, this 500,000 people is who it would impact, or is this something that would go on in perpetuity?
No, it's not something that would go on in perpetuity, because one of the requirements is that you have been continuously present in the U.S. for at least 10 years as of June 17th, 2024, and that you were legally married to a U.S. citizen as of June 17th, 2024. So it's not something that someone could come in and do in the future.
Got it. So the White House is saying that it's a priority for them to secure the southern border, but the president also believes in expanding lawful pathways towards keeping families together. Does this accomplish that, do you believe?
It's certainly a step in the right direction. Of course, immigration advocates would like to see even more protections, even for the Dreamers, but this is definitely a step in the right direction.
With a lot of these types of executive orders, we saw it even with the decision from the president to kind of curtail and curb how many people at the southern border could seek asylum here in the United States. There were challenges to that in court. Do you expect some sort of legal challenge to this?
I don't think so, because I think it's only going to be helping, spouses of U.S. citizens. And I think, I would hope that both sides of the aisle would agree that that's a good thing for the United States.
Mm. Bushra Malik with Butzel Long, thank you so much for your time and insight on this. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
You do the same.